Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Moses knew who Christ was, and Jesus even said that in the book of John. If you would have believed Moses, you would have believed me because he wrote of me. And again, I don't want to be redundant, but where did Moses hear about Christ? I'm here to tell you. Now, all this was before the burning bush, by the way. He hadn't gone to Pharaoh. He considered this, he's about to go to Pharaoh. Remember, he appeared, Moses is, remember the story? Man, I got so many, a wonderful story about Moses. There's a bush out there. He's out there tending his father-in-law's sheep. Probably just thinking, man, one day I'd like, I wonder if he's thinking about, I'm just being silly, but boy, wasn't it nice having some prime rib again? You know, and all that good food I had back at Pharaoh said, I'm out here eating sheep or whatever, you know, whatever he eats. Anyway, he sees a bush out and it's not going out. It catches attention. Man, that's interesting. I've never seen that before. Been out here 40 years. I've never seen a bush that just keeps burning. It ain't consumed. Just keep burning. Burn. Sure, it's going to burn out. He goes up to the bush and somebody speaks to him. Moses, take off your shoes. Why? Because you're on holy ground. Wow. Changed Moses' direction in life. And he said, I want you, Moses, you're going to deliver my people out of Egypt. And Moses said, well, remember Moses made an excuse. He said, I can't talk. I just stutter. I can't talk right. You know, he said, we'll take Aaron. He'll be your mouthpiece. But you'll notice Aaron never said a word. After that, God gave Moses the ability, whether he could or couldn't, he made an excuse. I don't know, neither here nor there. But he said, who am I to go to Pharaoh and tell him that who sent me and my people? How are they going to listen to me? You tell them that I am sent you. Remember that great statement? God said, you tell them I sent you, the great I am. And that's the story of Moses. And he goes to Pharaoh, and we, real quick, let me say, he goes to Pharaoh and let my people go. You're crazy, you know. And anyway, long story, the plagues start coming and things start happening and Pharaoh starts, you know, things happen. Anyway, he gets to the 10th. Well, let me finish this up, okay. Verse number 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. The word endured literally means that he persevered. But we can learn as Baptist people, or any believer today, we ought to learn from that word, persevere. So many of us throw up the white flags and we quit. But he endured. He persevered. He refused to quit. He said, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Who is him who is invisible? God. He knew who God was, not only through his mama, but through that burning bush. He knew who God was. And then we get verse number 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And remember, this is the 10th plague. Remember the water, the snakes and the water and all the bugs and the frogs. And there was a great message. One of them great preachers, the old preached years ago, said, another night with the frogs. Some of you older men might know them. R.G. Lee, I think, preached another light. And he preached Payday Someday. One of them great preachers, another night with the frogs. You know, and there was lice and all these different problems that they had. The 10th one was the one that broke their back, the firstborn. The death angel would come through, and God told Moses, you tell the people that I want you to take that first, the lamb, and you put the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost. And by the way, most of you know, that's the shape of the cross. It represented the cross, the blood. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. What was true some 3,000-4,000 years ago is true today. That blood still must be applied. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And this is what I was talking about. The death angel came through. And the Israelites had the blood applied. The Egyptians did not, and they lost their firstborn, their eldest. And even in Pharaoh's house, it was untouched. And the Bible tells us, you read in Exodus, that was wailing, W-A-I-L-I-N-G, throughout all the land as it had never been heard before. Can you imagine people waking up the next morning? Ah! Ah! every household, even Pharaoh's household, somebody get Moses, because he told them. Moses appears to Pharaoh. Pharaoh says, get out of here and take everything. And remember, I was going to read the story. God was good to them. They went to the Egyptians. The Egyptians gave them treasure. Just get out of here. Gave them jewelry and money and all kinds. Just get out of here. Well, that's not the end of the story. The next verse. Through faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians sailing to do, they were drowned. Exodus tells a story, and I want to turn real quick to Exodus chapter 14. We'll close with this. Tells a story of their, if I use the word exit, from Egypt. Tells the story of Israelites crossing the Red Sea. Pharaoh changed his mind after they left. Pharaoh got thinking, man, who's going to do all of our work now for us? Remember those Israelites doing all the work. And these Egyptians become lazy. And nobody wanted to work. Sounds like Americans today. You know why all these illegal aliens are coming across our border? They're going to work. I remember. My grandpa used to pick fruit. He did that for a living, picking fruit. I know this is being recorded, but I'm not a racist. But it got to where white people got too lazy of picking fruit. And then all of a sudden, the black folks started picking fruit. Now it's the Mexicans. Picking Archie's here, I tell you, it's true. We've gotten lazy. That's what happened to Egyptians. Pharaoh said, oh no, who's going to pick our fruit for us, okay? I'm being facetious, okay? We got to go get them, bring them back. Well, you know the rest of the story. He changed his mind, verse number 11. They're at the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army is behind them. The mountains were beside them. They had nowhere to go. And I think even though they were Israelite, they were Jewish people. I think there's a lot of Baptists in these people. Here's what they said. They said unto Moses, because there are no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away into the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt to carry us forth out of Egypt? They sound like a bunch of Baptists. It's been, verse number 12, it's been better for us to serve the Egyptians, for us to die here. And I love this. Moses said unto the people, and I have this circled in my Bible, fear ye not, stand still. Quit it. God's brought us here and he's going to do a work. Fear not and stand still. Verse number 15, verse 14, and the Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. I love that phrase, hold your peace. Will you just shut up? We're going to die. Shut up. The Lord going to deliver us. Just watch what happened. I got to quit. There's people ready to go in. You remember the staff? The staff hit the water, the Red Sea divided. And the Bible tells us over 600,000 men, not counting the women and the children, walked across the Red Sea. And the Bible says on dry land. And I believe it. I was up in Georgia this week, and y'all know that. You talk about dry down them clay roads, the dust just a flying. I believe that's how the Red Sea was. Just they were walking and the dust were flying. 2 million people going across, at least going across that dry river or ocean bed, seabed. They get across. Pharaoh's army sees what's happening. Let's go follow them. And you know what happens? People, and I got to close with this, people laugh. They said, well, they didn't cross on dry. There's a place on the Red Sea at certain times of the year that it's real marshy and you can walk across it. You know, like a low tide type thing. I find it interesting. If that's the case, isn't it interesting Pharaoh's whole army and horses would drown in a little bitty? That in itself would be a miracle too. But I'm telling you, they went across dry shod. By faith, they trusted God. And I had one more note, and I'm going to be done with it. I wanted to read it. If I wrote it, it must be important. If God did this for them, just think what God could do for you. God, simply by faith. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, for the time that we have. Lord, I pray you bless our morning worship. Thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.